Hello everyone, my name is Rory St. John. Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On September 25th, 2005, the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, gives up its weapons in front of independent weapons inspectors. The decommissioning of the group's substantial arsenal took place in secret locations in the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, don't you know me, lad? This is going to draw a big damper onto the St. Patrick's Day parade this year.
Aye.
I agree, you know, because finally they've taken me lucky charms out of me house. And put them in an incinerator, bloody British bastards!
They took my lucky charms too, but by lucky charms, I mean hand grenades.
Wait, they took our hand grenades?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you.
They took me testicles!
Yes, 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 it's bad all around. But there's one thing we're not going to take from you Irish folk, and that's your feet. You have to care for them very much because they're your only pair, and the last thing we need is a bunch of crippled Irishmen bothering us.
Well then, you took me testicles, British people, but I'm gonna get you back. I'm going to allow homosexuals to march in the New York City Parade!
And we're going to use our healthy feet to kick your orange butts!
In retrospect, this was perhaps not my most brilliant idea.
Aye.
And for the centuries that followed, the Irish replaced the four-leaf clover with a foot as their symbol representing them, as they did take very good care of their feet. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.